Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Hi and welcome to Freedom of Species, where the show that brings animal advocacy to the airwaves of 3CR community radio. Before us, you heard Sally with Out of the Pan, who had a news roundup around Queer Brunswick, 3CR and Awards, and World AIDS Day. Really great show, really interesting points around trans issues and 3CR and the connections between the two. If you missed that show, make sure you check it out via the 3CR website, subscribe to Out of the Pan on your favourite podcast app, and tune in 12 till 1 every Sunday to hear Out of the Pan. Sally finished up with the song I Wish I Was a Horse by Greg Champion, which was a very appropriate lead into Freedom of Species. So today on the show, we're going to do another trivia show, which we've done a bunch of times before, but this one's going to be a bit different in that we've generally had sort of a general sort of animal liberation theme for our trivia shows, but this is the first time we've got a more specific theme within that. So we are doing a show all about animal liberation film. That's what all our questions will be about today. And to join me to share some questions with you all today, I've got two others, and I'm volunteering with this as well, but we're all volunteering with Animal Liberation Film Festival. So I thought it was great to have some people involved with that. So welcome maybe back to the show first, Savannah.
Hello, thank you.
And we've also got Julia coming in for the first time. Welcome, Julia.
Thank you so much.
And yeah, we will get into the trivia in a moment, but because this is the very first time Julia is on the show, we often start off with a bit of an introduction around, how your thinking, how your actions have changed towards animals over the years. So that could be, a vegan story in there somewhere. It can be way before you went vegan, but turn the clock back as far as you like. But how have you sort of changed your thinking and actions around animals over the years?
Oh, that's a good question. I grew up surrounded by animals. I grew up in the country and we had a lot of animals on our property, and my dad was a local vet, so I was surrounded by animals. And I guess I just reached the point where I couldn't justify eating them anymore, so went veg about, 23 years ago. And then vegan, I'd say about 10 or 11 years ago. I've been lucky enough to get involved in the festival in recent months, running the social media. Happy to be here today.
Yeah, we'll have some questions related to the film to the film festival. Also, for those who have no idea about the festival, I have plenty of questions that are not related to the festival as well. But if you are interested, want to have a look as we're going through the questions today, the festival is coming up December 5 and 6 here in Melbourne at Cinema Nova. ALFF.org.au is the website, so you can check that out while you listen to the show if you like. And the winner for the trivia today will receive two free tickets to see 25 Cats from Qatar, which I am really looking forward to seeing at the festival. Have either of you looked into that movie at all, or are you planning on seeing it, either of you? Or
I'll be volunteering for that one.
Okay, yeah.
I'm excited to, get a stand and watch it at least.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it definitely looks like a really... it looks like I've only seen the preview, but it looks like a really well-made but also a really kind of uplifting movie as well. I think some of the movies that I'll touch on anyway today are very important but not particularly uplifting. But I think that one, from what I hear about it, is definitely. So, that is the winner, the person who gets the most correct answers today, or is first in with the most correct answers. So we will give the number, and we have checked this is all working fine, which is nice. So if you text in the number, I'll give it two times, but get your pen and paper, get your phone. Also, if you check out the Freedom of Species social media, we've posted that number there recently as well. So if you are listening live, text in, play along, and again, you can win tickets to 25 Cats from Qatar if you win. So the number is 0488 809 855. I'll get that number one more time. Text in with your answers. And also, if you could text, where you can, if you could text the question number, your answer, and your name. I'll give that number one more time, 0488 809 855. So hopefully everyone's got that. If you don't, check out the Freedom of Species. Check out the Freedom of Species social media. Do you want to kick things off, Savannah?
Ooh, okay. Like with a question?
Yep.
Okie dokie. I will do my first question related to ALFF. Mm-hmm. So it's first year running this year, and it received over 56 submissions for the film festival. My question is, how many different countries submitted entries?
Okay.
And I'm thinking I can give a multi-choice option for this. What Great. Do
I
reckon?
I think multi-choice is good. Multi-choice and I will good. Say as well, with the multiple-choice one, I will say only one guess per listener. So okay. You can't say A, no B, no C, no D. all the other questions, you can have as many as you like, but we'll say the multiple-choice, you only get one, let's say crack at the cherry. That's not, you know what I mean? One go, one bite okay. at the cherry, that's it, yeah.
All right, so how many different countries submitted entries? We've got option A, 5, option B, 17, option C, 32.
That's a really okay. good question.
A, B, C, that is question one. Maybe I'll go to one. I'll go to one of my questions. So what I've got today are a bunch of the... we're doing sort of audio questions again, something a bit different. We are actually doing one animal noise for anyone who, that's what we often do. So we'll play that a bit later, but we're doing something a bit newer. I'm actually going to play little clips from movies, and it might be guess the missing line or guess the movie, etc. So I'm going to play a soundbite from a movie. I won't mention the movie. You'll have to say the missing word from this movie.
That'll do.
All right. This might be a bit of a generational one in terms of whether you get that one. Okay. But we'll see. I'll give more information if required, but I'll give that one more time. This is question two. What is the missing...
That'll do.
All right. So that is question two. So question two is... missing word. We have had some guesses in. We've got a guess in from Hayden for question one, which was C.
C, 32. Is there a little buzzer to go? Sorry, Hayden, it is incorrect.
There is actually. Yes.
Just no C. I wish, that'd be awesome. 32 countries. Just, yep.
We also had a guess for, I'm trying to think, I'm having trouble keeping up the text line actually.
That's good.
We need an assistant in the other studio to be scrolling back and forth on this. I'm pretty sure, though, I did see a jasmine bee.
A bee. Now that is correct.
Okay. I do have a thing for that as well.
Okay. All right. So 17 different countries submitted. The most common country was US, Australia, and the UK. And, on the official selection, there's 19 films. And I'm unsure how many different countries the 19 films are from, but I know we've got one from the States, UK... Japan, some Australian ones,
Friday night. Mm. Yep.
Mm. But good job, Jasmine.
Yeah, sweet. We have got lots of text in. I feel like
That's good.
I feel like running next door because I feel like I did see someone with the correct answer, and now I've seen a lot more people guessing with the correct answer. I might have to check the I might have to check the text line about who actually got in first. Maybe I'll check that in the break because we have had at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that got this correct. So the correct answer for the missing dialogue was actually pig. That'll do pig from the movie Babe. So we do have that. I do have another actually related question kind of coming off that. That one was the easier bit. Again, maybe depending on your generation to some extent. We do have the question as well, the music noise. But The other question I had around this was, what is the name of the actor who delivered that line from the movie Babe? As a bit of a follow-up question. So that is question three. What is the name of the actor who delivered that line from the movie Babe? Sorry, just a bit of a bonus question there.
And we love him as vegans.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we'll give some more information about him. But let's go to your question, Julia. Your first question.
So my first question, and just a hint with all of my questions, that the answers can be found on the ALF program, which is online. So the first question is, in the vegan horror film, which is playing on the Saturday night, A44, which real-life vegan doctor and author makes a cameo appearance?
All right, so we're allowing people to check out the film, the program for that one. Yeah, we'll say generally you can't Google the answers, but maybe for that one we'll allow it. Yes, question three. We did have a couple of answers in for question three, which was around the actor from Babe. And yeah, we did have both Roy Donk. And we also had Shrek. You're playing a prank on me. We'll check who has got Babe first, but I'll check that in the break. But a bunch of people got that one. And we also had Dr. Julia Jones. Is that correct?
No. I don't know who that is.
No, I might have some idea. But yeah, we'll... Yes, where were we at? So we've got the vegan doctor, we've got the actor. I guess we'll just stay tuned for some more guests coming in for that. But I did actually... Oh, that's right. I was going to jump in, if you don't mind, with an A44 related questions just while we're talking about this. So this is actually... you know up front what the movie is, but it's another one, guess the missing line. My audio skills couldn't quite isolate this audio, so I'm going to read it and then I'll play the full soundbite afterwards. But this is actually from the preview of A44, which me and Savannah played a couple of weeks ago on our show on the film festival. And the line from the preview was, "Don't eat something, fools." So that is question, what are we up to? We're question five. What is the missing line there? Don't eat something, fools. A44 missing. All right. We've also had another guess in for question four. The vegan doctor. Was it McDougal?
Ba-bow.
No, not the guitarist from Friends or Rom.
We think we need a hint for that one?
It sounds like we might.
So it's the author of the books How Not to Die, How Not to Diet. Yes.
Okay. That might help some people. Yeah. Yep. All right. Let's go to your next question, Savannah.
Hello. Okie dokie. What vegan activism film collabed with a plant-based meat food brand? Now, I'm looking for the name of the film and bonus points if you know what the product is, the plant-based product that they collabed to make. And I will give a hint if necessary. Just let me know.
Yep. Yep, so that's question six, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that is question six.
Question six, yep. We've also got... we've got a couple of answers in about the not eating something. We've got meat, and that is wrong. We've also got flesh, also wrong. So that was the don't eat something, fools, from A44. We've also got a guess in for question four. Dr. Nick. Is that right? No. No. All right. So let's go to Julia's next question.
Sure. So my second question is about the documentary, The Snake and the Whale, which is showing on the Saturday. Which river is at the centre of the environmental conflict? And there's a hint in the title.
All right. And is this one you're giving permission to look or not, or are you wanting them to get that?
Have a crack at it without looking.
Okay. Yep.
But, see how you go.
Yep. We've also got a question. We've got question 6, Dominion.
No, it isn't.
We've also got question 5, Brains. That is also wrong. We've got question 5, Don't Eat Something. It is Animals. And let's check from the soundbite.
Don't eat animals, fools.
So that is correct.
Yay.
So that was from Katie. So Katie moves into 1. Don't eat animals was question 5. We've also had a question. Is the question 6 film from the festival?
No, it's not.
Not from the festival.
I might give a hint.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the film
Was that question 7? Yeah. Oh, no, so it was
question
a different one.
Question 6 is
because we have had a guess in from Jasmine Snake River.
No, not for question 6. Was that
my question? Yes,
yeah.
That's correct, Snake River.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. And we actually, going back over my records, that was actually Hayden was first in with that one. So Jasmine did get it right, but Hayden was in first. So Hayden moves into 1 equal lead. We also had a guess in from Noah Lott. Question 6, Beyond Meat.
Also incorrect. Don't growl. I'll give a hint. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this film maybe about 2 years ago. It was quite popular, and it was like the second time making this film. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this product in cheaper buy miles at Brunswick, and I always buy it because it's quite delicious and it's a good little snack. Let me know if that helps.
Cool. Well, we will let's take a music break, and we'll just go over the questions that we haven't got. Which listeners haven't got. So question 3 is, who was the actor who delivered that line from Babe, the main human actor in that movie? We also had question 4. Do you want to that's the vegan doctor one? Do you want to just remind listeners of what that question was?
Sure. So, in the vegan horror film A44, which real life vegan doctor and author makes a cameo appearance? So I could be wrong. This might not actually be on the program, but he is a well-known, vegan author who wrote How Not to Die, How Not to Diet, How Not to Age, if that helps at all.
All right. And we've also got, we've just got the hint from the question 6, which was about, it was collaborating, a product collaborating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we got, the snake we got, didn't we? The snake.
We did. Yeah, Snake River.
Just 3 questions that are remaining. So we will play some music, and that will give some listeners time to check in with the ones they haven't got or have a guess on the ones they haven't got. So the opening song is The Most Expensive Chips I've Ever Had by The Decline. They're a vegan band from Perth in Australia. Speaking of vegan products, this one was kind of amusing to me because it mentioned the vegan fast food company Lord of the Fries in the song, so I thought that was interesting.
Freedom of Species thanks Animal Free Science Advocacy for their financial support of this program. Animal Free Science Advocacy works to create a future where no animals are harmed in the name of science, and scientific progress is advanced through animal-free research methods. Become a member today by visiting animalfreesci.org.au. That's animalfreesci.org.au.
Welcome back to Freedom of Species on 3CR Community Radio. We are doing an animal liberation film trivia show today with Julia, Savannah and Nick. And yeah, we have had some guesses come in during the break about songs we asked before the song. So we heard from Noah Lott, question 6, Beyond Meat.
No, it's not Beyond Meat. Sorry, Noah.
We also had question 6, bonus answer, Clif Bars.
Cliff Bars. No, but I do buy them a lot. Oh,
me too. Yeah.
Cliff Bars, and then it's the other product.
We also, question 6, we had Game Changers.
No, it's not. I might give one more clue. So This is a stop motion film.
Mm.
And it's...
And so you're just wanting the film or you're wanting the product as well?
Bonus points if you get... the product as well, but so it's the sequel that they recently released. I think it was a year or 2 years ago, but I remember watching the first one growing up and I was a big fan, and then they made a new one and I was like, oh my gosh, and it's got just underlying vegan activism in it, which I quite admire. And like, not
we also had question 6, Earthlings.
No, it's not Earthlings.
All right, I think we're up to date with all the answers. So why don't we get one Savannah brought in? I guess there's probably not too much we can say about it beyond just guess the animal.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah, guess the species of animal. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. So we'll play this. We'll do one of these questions. So that is question 8. What species of animal?
Not a very nice sound.
Not my favourite sound.
should we go to your question, Julia?
Yeah, sure. So this one is about our opening night feature documentary, The Dying Trait. What is the occupation of the filmmaker's father?
All right, so question 9 is about dying trade. We have had an answer come in for question 6, and the answer was Chicken Run 2 and Fry's Chicken Nuggets plant-based.
Yes, it is. Woo! Yes, I've seen 2 messages there. There's one from a Lottie G and then one from a Hayden.
Yeah, well, Hayden was the one who was right. Oh, I see. Lottie got chicken.
Lottie got in there first. Chicken run.
So maybe we'll give them one each, Hayden, one Lottie one. So Lottie one.
But good film. Love it.
Yeah.
Good job.
Jasmine, we've got pig, which is incorrect. We've got human baby, which is also incorrect.
Uh-huh.
We've got lamb. We've also got a question for Julia's question 9, which was butcher.
No, incorrect, but on the right track.
Mm-hmm. We've also got from Lottie, slaughterhouse worker.
Correct.
Yes.
Well done, Lottie.
So Lottie and Hayden in the lead with 2 each. We've also got Katie and Jasmine in 1. We've also got I need to check the babe one. I think it might have been Hayden as well, but I will double check that. All right. We've got a few others coming in about the worker, but that one's already been some. Yeah, someone got in first for that one. All right, so I guess we'll go to my question 10. Question 10. So I've had the A44... we're going to play a little clip. It's another one, What's the Missing Word? And so I won't mention the name documentary, but it is a famous animal rights documentary, and I want to know what's the missing word at the end.
There is no sexism, no racism, or speciesism in the term...
In the term something. What is that term? So that would be question 10. All right, we have a couple of answers in that were both lyrebird for question 8.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
All right, so we did have Lottie and Noah Lott, but Lottie was in first and takes the lead up to 3.
Well done.
So that was the animal model is the lyrebird. All right. Let's go to question 11, which is Savannah.
Oh, hello. That is me. Okie dokie. Another question. Which country legally requires public institutions to offer a vegan option? So this is like schools, hospitals, restaurants, cafes, prisons. There's one country in the world that has the legal requirement that there must always be a vegan option.
Oh, can we move there?
Yeah. I'll give you one hint, it's not Australia.
We've also had text in Earthlings, which is, it was Earthling, and so that is close enough so correct. So, yeah, it was once again Lottie who was in first.
Lottie's on fire.
Had to guess veganism, but, yeah, Lottie moves up to four. And, yeah, we also had a guess for question 10, which was the missing word. And, oh, actually, sorry, no, that was, yeah, okay. Missing word, I'm trying to work out where. So which one did Lottie got? Lottie got, I'm losing track.
That's all right. I think Lottie got my one about the dyeing trade. Does that help?
No, it must have been before that.
Okay.
Did Lottie get the Earthlings one or not? I might have to go back with forensics. But, anyway, the missing word was guessed. It was Earthlings. That was the soundbite with the missing word. 4, 7, 8, 9. Okay. And we also had a bunch of guesses. Yes, I see lots of incorrect answers there, but I also see one that was correct about the country, I think. I saw a story on this recently. But was it Portugal?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
It was.
Yes.
Yeah, only country that has, the kind of stricter public laws. There are other countries that have, like, partial or local measures, but Portugal's the only one.
Okay.
Where it's a must. So all go right. Portugal.
I'll see you in Portugal.
Yeah. Plan a trip.
All right. So we must be up to Julia's next question, okay. Which is question 12.
Question 12. So in the experimental short, Living Lessons in the Museum of Order, there is a comparison to SeaWorld's practices to which historic prison? And just as a hint, this prison is very difficult to escape from, and it's somewhere in America.
All right. All right, so I've got an update possibly from Lottie or some of it. 6, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, I do have Lottie on 4, so that, yeah, I think we're up to date there. All right, so we've got a prison that's referenced in the movie. Question 13. Okay, let's check where I'm up to. So we'll go up to the, and we'll do another movie soundbite. Let me just quickly get this up. So, all right, we've also actually had a guess in the meantime for Julia's question, and the answer was Alcatraz.
Correct.
Yes. Okay, great. So that was
That Lottie?
That was Hayden.
Oh, Hayden.
So Hayden's up to 3 now.
Okay. It's Hayden versus Lottie, I reckon.
Yeah, we've got some other correct answers for Alcatraz, but didn't quite get in quick enough. All right. I did have some more sound bites, but they seem to have disappeared. So let's just go to Savannah's next question instead.
Okay. What number question will this be?
13.
13, thank you. Question 13, which country has recently banned greyhound racing? Now, there's a recently.
Yeah, I have seen this in the news but can't remember.
I won't give it multi-choice. No. We'll see how it goes. If we get desperate, maybe.
All right, let's go to Julia's next question.
Oh, okay. Where am I up to? In the short documentary, which is part of our shorts session, I'm Trying, it portrays the life of which animal rights activist who was sadly killed during a protest?
All right. We've got an answer in for question 13. Katie has said the UK.
No.
That's a greyhound growling at that answer.
Yeah.
We've also had an answer for New Zealand.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm from New Zealand, so I've been following that along. So it will be phased out, well, officially from August next year.
Awesome.
Which is exciting. But a big win for New Zealand.
Yeah, good on you, New Zealand.
Yeah. So we've got, Jasmine moves up to two. And, yeah, we might go to the next song a little bit earlier just because I might try and get the remaining sound bites I had, but they seem to not be there at the moment. So let's go to the song a little bit early, but before we do, we'll just go through the questions that haven't been answered yet. So we have the... Yeah, so this maybe I'll think of a multiple choice in the break because it seems like we're not getting this. So that the main actor in Babe, or main human actor, who delivered that line, what is his name? So maybe I'll think of a multiple choice for that. But if you think of that, that is question three. We've also got question four. Do we have a multiple choice for that or any further hints? Or Doctor in A444?
Okay, I came up with a multiple choice.
Okay, sure.
Answer A is Dr. Julius Hibbert. Option B is Dr. Phil. And option C is Dr. Michael Greger.
Okay. And I think then the only other one, so we got the collaboration with the film. We got that one, didn't we? So the only other ones we don't have is the country that recently banned greyhound racing.
Oh, no, we did.
We got it.
Yep,
that was New Zealand. Oh, I forgot about that.
Savannah's home country.
Yes.
Yep, yep, of course, yep. So then the only one is those two we mentioned, and then the one, do you want to just mention that question you just asked then again, Julia, the one about I'm trying?
Yep, so... I'm Trying portrays the life of which animal rights activist who was sadly killed during a protest.
All right. And we have had one answer in for question four, which was C.
Correct.
Yes.
Yay. I think that's right. I forgot what I said for C.
What was the last one?
Dr. Michael Greger.
Yes. That was the C.
Yay.
One.
Mm. All right. That was Hayden again. So Hayden moves up to four.
Hayden's Lottie making a comeback. Four.
Oh yeah,
And we do have a text in as well from Jasmine for question 14, and that was Reagan Russell.
Yes, that is correct. Well done, Jasmine.
All right, Jasmine moves up to three. And we'll go to a song now, and then we'll finish up with a few more questions at the end. So, yeah, I do have to note this for radio reasons. There's some swearing in this song. It's not necessarily animal related, but it's just by a vegan artist, Keshi. It also features Factor Chandelier. And yeah, this one, where are we at? This one is called This Won't Last Forever. And yeah, have a think about the answers you didn't get. Feel free to text them in during the break, and then we'll finish up with some more questions after this.
Freedom of Species would like to thank Project Fresh Start for their financial support of this program. Project Fresh Start provides free plant-based food to the community, with a focus on providing healthy, fresh plant-based food and education around healthy eating and living in a way that sustains the individual, the community, the animals, and the planet. To find out more about our community lunches and programs, check out projectfreshstart.org.au.
Well, welcome back to Freedom of Species on 3CR Radical Radio. We are in the final stages of our trivia show. And, yeah, we've got a couple of questions. So I did actually have a quick check, and Hayden was actually the first one to get Babe right way back in the – sorry, get Pig right for the Babe movie. So Hayden is actually in the lead with five.
Okay,
wow.
Lottie next with four, Jasmine on three. All right, so we had a couple of answers in. We have, so did we get the question 14, I'm trying one before the break? I can't quite remember.
We did. That was Jasmine, our friend Jasmine answered that one. Well done, Jasmine.
Okay, so maybe I'll, I can't think of multiple choice off the top of my head, but maybe this will help jog people's memory. So the actor from Babe, the first name is James. So can I think of the last name of the actor from Babe, see if that helps at all. All right, we've probably got time for perhaps one more question each. Are we up to you, Savannah? No, well, maybe up to me, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like you haven't asked one for a while, so go for it.
All right, let me, I'm trying to think of which one I choose. Yeah, maybe I'll go with this one. So this one is like guess the movie. So I'm going to play a soundbite. What movie is this from?
And one of the largest industries on the planet with the biggest environmental impact. Trying to keep us in the dark about how it's operating.
So that would be question 15. Which movie was that soundbite from? Yes. And let's go to, we'll go to Savannah.
Okay. All right. Well, you've probably been seeing a lot of Animal Liberation Film Festival posters around. My question is, how many different varieties of posters are there? Mm-hmm. Bonus points if you can guess.
We did a quick count during the song break.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. An impromptu question. Yeah.
Bonus points if you can guess. I'm just handing out bonus points. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that.
We have actually had a guess come in for question 15. Which was Cowspiracy, which is correct. That was the little clip I played on this. That was another one to Hayden. Moved on to 6.
Well done, Hayden.
Cowspiracy, all about the environmental impact of animal agriculture. So not quite animal liberation, but animal liberation adjacent, I'd say. Maybe have a think about which questions you want to ask Julie, because you might only get one or possibly two more. So which one you want to prioritize, I guess.
Okay.
Or maybe an easier one if
all
you
right.
can.
All right. I'm going to – I might have been tough, and they weren't meant to be tough. So I apologize, but this might be a bit
actually,
of a –
Actually, maybe before these get buried, we have had a couple of answers for or you have an answer for four types of poster?
No.
What about three?
No. Go higher. That's my hint.
It's a lot.
It's more than you would think.
We've also got some correct answers for Cowspiracy, but not quite quick enough. But go ahead, Julie.
Yeah. Okay. So in the short doco, The Heart Whisperer, which celebrity animal advocate makes a cameo appearance? And this is easier than my last cameo-themed question because it's someone that we all know and love, vegan Lord and Saviour. See how you go.
All right. I will do another animal noise. Which one will I go? I'll go this one. So it's another one, guess the movie.
We needed a miracle. And then we got one. This beautiful and special little creature will be a revolution in the livestock industry.
All right. So that was question 18. What movie is that little clip from? I think we've probably got time for one more each. We'll see how we go. Ooh. But I think we can go ahead and ask another one, Savannah, if you got another one.
Oh, okay, I've got one left. Mm-hmm. So recently, as of this morning, I flew back in from Japan. And I had a lovely little holiday. While I was there,
and done on doing the show if you after landing.
I slipped a bit on the plane.
Yeah, that's dedication.
I thought, why not? It'd be fun. And it would help me with my jet lag. But in Japan, what is the name of the town with the famous bowing deer?
Ah, good one.
And, I don't know if we've got time to talk about it, but when I went there, I had an interesting experience. But we'll see if people guess it first. And then
I have also had an interesting experience at the same place.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've had a couple of guesses for question 17. 17... Earthling Ed. That was the cameo.
Oh, is this my... No, it's not.
We have got question 18, Okja, which is correct. I'm not quite sure of that person's name. So if your phone number ends in 278 and you want to let us know your name, we can add you to the tally. But that is definitely correct. The phone number ending in 278, if you just let us know your name, we can add that to your tally. Yeah, question 18, Charlotte's Web was incorrect. Question 16, we got a text from Noah Lott, was Joaquin Phoenix.
Correct. Yeah. Ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding. All right, Noah moves on to two. Does know quite a lot. Let's go question 19. Which one are we up to? Question 19.
I've absolutely lost count.
We did, yeah, we did 19.
Oh, 19 we did. Nara.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
So recently, I went there. Everyone loves it, but this from the second you get off the train station, there's deers in the gutter next to the traffic, and it's a big experience. I don't. Yeah, poor deer. Did you have similar?
Mine isn't a pleasant story that I saw I think a local man be not so nice to a deer, and I yelled at him, and he ran away. And then I went and found that particular deer and gave them all my snacks.
Mm, that's very nice of you.
Yes. But animal tourism, that's probably a whole other episode.
We have actually done it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it would make Nara a documentary on Nara and the deer life there and what they're living like would make a very good documentary. Nudge, nudge to people.
I'm trying to think. All right, I can probably have maybe one more animal or so movie noise. I'm trying to think one I haven't played. Let's go to this one. And so this would be question 20.
Their value determined only by their usefulness to humankind, rationalized by a belief in our own superiority and the notion that might equals right, a notion that must be questioned.
All right, so that was question 20. Which movie is that little clip from? All right, so we maybe can't do any more questions because we'll maybe try and wrap up the ones that we've got. Maybe I'll just mention this one. So the actor was James Cromwell, and he decided to go vegan on the second day of filming the 1995 film Babe. He's also been involved in other things, anti-Vietnam War, pro-Black Panthers, lots of things since the 1960s. So there you go. That is that one. And both of those 278 numbers, they were both Hayden as well. And Hayden's also got Dominion as well. Hayden is on 9. I think it's definitely the winner. So we'll be in touch regarding those tickets. So maybe we'll just give away these answers. How many posters, how many types of posters were there?
There are 8.
8, wow.
And so we got a cat, a pig, a human, a cow, elephant, fish, chicken, and rabbit.
Yeah.
And so that is the how many types of posters. The cameo, who was the cameo?
Oh, I think we had that one answered. So that that was Joaquin Phoenix, yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we did get that one. So we're
That's all good.
20 questions answered. That's pretty good. I feel like that's about the most we've ever done. So well done to all the listeners for getting them, particularly Hayden, but honourable mentions to Lottie, Jasmine, Noah, and Katie. And I guess just we've only got a few minutes left, but I guess because we do have the Animal Liberation Film Festival coming up, thanks everyone for playing along. But the Animal Liberation Film Festival, anything either of you want to say about the festival before we log off for today?
Come along to it, I think.
Yeah, we've got so many different things happening. There's something there for everyone, so we'd really love to see you all there. The opening night is booking really well, so get in quick. And there's lots of fun things happening on the Saturday as well. Mm. So tickets are on sale now.
Yep, alff.org.au. You can also check out their podcast show notes, listening podcast. You can also check out Freedom of Species social media if you've already connected with there. There's a bunch of links to the Animal Liberation Film Festival Facebook page and website, event page, all those kinds of things. Hopefully see there a bunch. Yeah, really good quality movies. I've seen some of them in terms of screening them. Really high quality from many different places around the world, as Savannah touched on. Anything you want to say about it, Savannah? Oh, you already said it.
And I interrupted. Sorry, keep going. Yeah, I thought you were going to do
I think that was it. That was pretty much it. I'm excited. Yeah. This is its first year, and I have never seen like a, I don't know if there are any other animal liberation film festivals around the world. I think there are.
Yeah, I've sort of seen vegan film festivals, but nothing sort of quite like this. So yeah, sorry I've interrupted you again.
No, I'm the worst. It's good, you're finishing my sentences. No, I'm just excited. I'm excited to see how many different films there are and from different places around the world. I think that's exciting to see all the different animal activism that's happening around the world. But yeah, and I also love the posters. 8 of them in total. Could collect them even. Yes. Could become a hobby. But yeah, no, come along. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yep. Is there any, I think we maybe spoke about this a bit last week, but because you went, well, not last week, but a couple of weeks ago we did the show, are there any particular films you're particularly excited to see, Julia?
Oh, for me, it's definitely the vegan horror film A44. Mm-hmm. I'd been hearing rumours of this film like well before the film festival, I think, was even thought of. So I'm super excited about it. And I love Dr. Michael Greger. I would jump off a cliff if he told me to, but he wouldn't because he's really nice. So I love, you know, like I love horror, I love vegans, and I love Dr. Michael Greger. So it's a slam dunk for me. So see you there.
Cool. And for you?
I would say the same, just a vegan zombie film. Amazing. Mm. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see some of like the nice feel-good ones, like 25 Cats from Qatar as well.
It looks
some
super cute.
Sweet, wholesome stuff. Yes, please.
Super awesome.
But yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's important to keep in mind that I think a lot of vegans kind of hear Animal Liberation Film Festival and go, I don't want to watch Earthlings and Dominion back to front. Like, as much as they are important, I feel like a lot of vegans like, I don't need to see that anymore. And yeah. I kind of put myself in that category. And yeah, there is a clear ranking in terms of like how much, if any, cruelty footage there is, and that there are none at all that are like an Earthlings or Dominion type thing that are kind of almost like pure sort of cruelty documentaries. So yeah, you'll be able to pick ones that are uplifting and kind of cruelty footage free if that is your preference. So yeah, again, something for everyone. And again, the 25 Cats from Qatar is the one we've given away to the listener today, or to the winner, which is Hayden.
Well done, Hayden.
Yeah. Congratulations. And the reason we always pick that for the giveaways is that it's a really uplifting one that has such broad appeal. So yeah, hopefully you enjoy that. And yeah, we are going to play a closing song, which is which I chose basically because of the 25 Cats from Qatar. So this is Cat Guy by Propagandhi. So if you are a cat guy or a cat woman, cat non-binary person, whatever, if you're a cat person, you might enjoy 25 Cats from Qatar.
A childless cat lady in my case. Ruining America.
So yeah, they're also a vegan band who have been outspoken a lot about animal rights as well. So always worth playing them. But they do in this song particularly go through this scenario about baby Hitler and a family dog. I don't know if either of you heard of that, the dog in the lifeboat kind of situation. But this kind of false dichotomy between humans and animals and this sort of hypothetical philosophical situation. Stay tuned for rotations for some music. Thanks again to everyone who listened in and texted in your answers. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.